There were no heralds, no banners, no horns, nor drums, only the twang of bowstrings as Morrick and Lares let fly. And suddenly the clansmen came thundering out of the dawn, lean dark men in boiled leather and mismatched armour, faces hidden behind barred half-helms. In their gloved hands were clutched all manner of weapons, long-swords and lances and sharpened scythes, spiked clubs and daggers and heavy iron mauls. At their head rode a big man in a striped shadowskin cloak, armed with a two-handed greatsword. Sir Roderick shouted, "Winterfell!" and rode to meet him, with Bronn and Chigim beside him, screaming some wordless battle cry. Sir Willis Woad followed, swinging a spiked morning star around his head. "Harrenhal! Harrenhal!" he sang. Tyrion felt a sudden urge to leap up, brandish his axe and boom out, "Casterly Rock!" But the insanity passed quickly, and he crouched down lower. He heard the screams of frightened horses and the crash of metal on metal. Chigan's sword raked across the naked face of a mailed rider, and Bronn plunged through the clansmen like a whirlwind, cutting down foes right and left. Sir Roderick hammered at the big man in the shadowskin cloak, their horses dancing around each other as they traded blow for blow. Jick vaulted onto a horse and galloped bareback into the fray. Tyrion saw an arrow sprout from the throat of the man in the shadowskin cloak. When he opened his mouth to scream, only blood came out. By the time he fell, Sir Roderick was fighting someone else.